What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Stream Coach Podcast. I'm so excited to have you here with me. This is Ashni, of course. We're going to be hearing from someone this week who was able to grow to 200 subscribers. Yes, subscribers, not followers. 200 subs as a small streamer. It's absolutely incredible the work that Jay Cyan has done. I am super thrilled for it. Before we jump into the conversation, want to let y'all know, of course, you can go and learn more about what myself and my team does here at StreamCoach by going to streamcoach.tv. Also, if you haven't heard yet, we are going to be launching something really cool in the middle of September, okay? We are going to be launching a new Twitch channel dedicated completely to giving y'all free shows to help you with your stream, okay? So even if you can't sign up for Stream Coach Academy, we know it's a premium product, we know not everyone can afford it, we still want to be able to support you in your goal of becoming a great streamer. So we are going to be doing this new Twitch channel with y'all. We're going to be giving y'all a bunch of shows about how to grow as a streamer, how to monetize, business. There's some VTuber shows, art shows. There's going to be channel reviews, all sorts of stuff. You can come by and get some free support from us. We're going to be going live multiple times a week, so there's going to be tons of content rolling out over there. That's at twitch.tv/streamcoachtv. We'll also be tweeting it out and talking about it publicly a bit more over the next like month or so before it starts. So I hope y'all love what you see from the Twitch channel. We're working really hard on it for you, and honestly, I want y'all to feel supported and to feel like we care, because we really do. So that being said, I think it's time to jump into our conversation with Jay Cyan. I'll see y'all after this. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to the Stream Coach Podcast. Today I have with me Jay Cyan. What's up, Jay? How are you doing?
Hey, Ashni. I'm doing pretty fantastic. I just had a simple breakfast, got everything set up and stuff, so I hope all is well with you and everyone here at the podcast.
Ooh, what'd you have for breakfast?
Okay, I've been pretty, I don't know if I told anyone, but I've been like going on a diet or something. So I've been eating not too light and not too heavy, but it was just organic wheat bread with some peanut butter, organic peanut butter spread and some whipped cream and stuff. Sometimes I top it up with strawberries to make it taste even sweet. So that's usually what I get for breakfast.
That sounds so good. I've been craving toast lately, like nobody's business. That sounds awesome, yo.
Recently, same thing here. Recently, yeah, actually, especially with whipped cream, because you know, like there's not too much in it and stuff. So like it, you know, it tastes sweet, and I love whipped cream. So
I've never heard of whipped cream on toast.
Really? I think having it with like strawberries and peanut butter spread, it tastes like really great, honestly.
Yeah,
that's adjustable.
Both of those sound lit, I'll be honest. Yeah. So okay, we're obviously not doing a podcast about toast, although that would be awesome. Today we're gonna be talking about you and what you've done with your content. Let's start at the very beginning, Jay. Who are you? What's your story?
Okay, so in the very beginning, I used to do like content for YouTube where I made a bunch of Minecraft videos, and then it slowly branched off to me playing FPS games and stuff like Team Fortress 2 for those that know that game. But then that started from 2013 to 2018, and I realized I didn't really like grow a community at all. Like I basically just wanted to make friends and share interests with people, really just common interests. And then I found Twitch, and I know I discovered Twitch way back then. It's just I never really used it to grow a community, really. And so a friend of mine suggested me that maybe I should start streaming on Twitch, because they thought that it'd be a very cool place for me, because I love chatting. Like, I chat a lot, as you could probably tell right now, this podcast. And when I started streaming on 2018 of July, that's when I officially started my streaming career. And to have fun with it at the same time, of course. And I got affiliate within a week or so, probably because of my YouTube side. So I promoted my Twitch from there and then did streaming all the way from there. And there are a lot of things I want to say that I made mistakes, but I'll try to make it short. Essentially, so I think I had way too much fun with streaming. I did have some people to chat with. I had some supporters. But at the same time, I did it every single day. And that essentially took up a lot of my time from college work, from job work and stuff. So I shortened it, kind of, which is a bad thing. Don't do that. Focus on your education or try to balance it if you can. And that was basically the beginning of me streaming before I did or participated in SCA. But don't worry, I'm not streaming every day now, if anyone is worried. I do have a schedule, so everything is balanced, pretty much.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you are, you've definitely been doing this for a while, and so being able to see, I think, all the growth that you've had as a creator over the past few years, and especially recently, is just... is absolutely awesome. It's really cool to watch your journey. So you mentioned SCA. You are a graduate of the program. You're very active in the community. I want to know kind of that journey, and I think our listeners want to know what that journey is like as well. What was life like before SCA? You touched on it a little bit, but were there any like problems or things that you struggled with?
Wait, hello?
Hello?
Oh, wait, you good? Is my Discord being weird?
No, you sound fine.
Wait, okay, there we go. Sorry, I think Discord was being weird. Can you say that one more time? I'm sorry.
You're good. So I'm curious, you kind of touched on SCA a little bit, but I want to go a little bit deeper into life before SCA. The things that were a struggle for you, and why you actually ended up joining the program.
Oh, okay. So basically, like, what were my issues with streaming? Why did I join? And, you know, in hopes of what I want to improve in, kind of, right?
Yeah, totally.
Okay. So before I joined SCA, I was having issues with, I guess this is common with everyone, is to grow a community. But at the same time, I feel like I was doing right. The two reasons I wanted to join is because I feel like I would get some knowledge out of this program that would help me how to maintain viewership, maintain the fun, maintain a positive community or a community that a person wants. And the second reason was to, it was basically like, what if there are some things that I don't know? And that I could implement that into my streams or into my content. And so I figured I would join as well, especially since they offered more than just the program. They offered a YouTube course and a Twitter course as well. If you read all about it and stuff in their website, they have two more courses to add in, which helped me a lot. And it made my Twitter look more professional. I'm still working on my YouTube one, so that one's a long journey. But yeah, it was essentially just to improve my growth, really, because I feel like I could get even more activity in my in my community, basically, because I love chatting. I love to make friends and stuff. So I thought I would join SCA and meet new people there as well. That's another reason I forgot to add in.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite parts about the program for sure, is just our students getting to meet each other and find other people that are like at the same level as them in their careers, right? Because it can feel really isolating whenever you're so new or you're small, you're not really sure like who you can rely on or where you should put your social energy.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, the people in there were fantastic. I'll admit, everyone's fantastic. I don't want to name names because it would seem like I'm picking favorites, but I will say that generally everyone was really nice. I don't think I've had a bad experience in the community at all. Honestly, I never had a bad experience. I think everyone was perfect. Zini, if you're listening to this, you're awesome, kinda.
Love it, so good. You're awesome, kinda, Zini.
I love you, Zini, and every coach out there. You guys have been a true help to me.
speaking of Zini and the other coaches, would love to hear a little bit more about your experience in SCA. What was that like for you going into a program that you weren't 100% sure what it was all about and how it ran?
Okay, so during the program, holy, I was super nervous because, like, there were quite a few streamers that I've recognized or a few coaches that I recognized. And when I went in there, let's see. So when I first met up with the coaches, like Zini, and I think there was another coach, but he recently went away. I think it was Mike, right?
Uh-huh, yeah.
Yeah, Mike, Zini, and Blue, I think they were. Mm-hmm. They're all very kind. I think I had a talk with Blue about, like, my mental health issues, and Blue seems to be experienced with those things and suggested what I should do, what I should take and stuff, where I should go. And I am currently working on that. For those that don't know, I suffer very heavy with my anxiety, like severe anxiety. Even though I may look confident on my pictures or are on streams, I just want to let you all know that I'm not perfect. No one's perfect. I have horrible anxiety. I tend to change my schedule here and there a bit recently, especially since school is starting up. And I tend to change my plans a lot for those that don't notice. So that's my anxiety, pretty much. And sometimes it's personal that I don't want to share a full reason to why I'm changing them. But Coach Blue has been a big help on it, and I'm glad that she approached me. Well, I'm glad she approached the conversation in a very calm and helpful manner. I think she's a very sweet lady. Zini is, I will admit, Zini, it can be harsh and funny at the same time, but he is very truthful, and his reasons make a lot of sense when it comes to Twitch streaming and YouTube. Like, the fact that he tells us that, like, streaming is just a hub, it's just a place to chat and play games, while socials, on the other hand, are a great way to promote your streams, is essentially what I learned from Zini and from all the other coaches. But Zini goes in depth about it, trust me. And as for Mike has been incredible with making graphics. He was the one that made my banner for free for me, and he showed me how to make it in such a quick and fast, simple way. Like, oh my god, I was amazed, actually. It's sad to hear that he is away, but I'm pretty sure that that there, you know, like, other coaches like Ashni, Zini, Blue, and, you know, everyone else that could help you guys with some graphics. They could give you some suggestions, but don't worry much about those because they'll go in depth about it. As for the prefects, I think I had a talk with, oh Lord, I think it was either Billy or British Brat that had talked with about community servers and how I can maintain them. And they took a look at my server and my video quality, and they said that I'm doing great. Like, they said that my video or face cam quality is one of the best ever they've ever seen, which I'm surprised about. So, like, yeah, they'll help you with video quality, audio quality. And I think I had a talk with, oh my, what was the other prefect's name? I'm so sorry. There's like three prefects, right?
Yeah, yeah. Adam.
Adam. Was it Adam?
Adam Bombbody. I think that she was after you, though.
Dang.
So I think we had Billy, British, and Ashley Versus.
Yeah, Ashley Versus. Oh my god. It's been a while since I spoke with her, but yes, she helped me with my Twitter, actually. I haven't met up with Adam because I don't think Adam was available to me at the time, because it only listed their names, the three of them. But
yeah,
I have heard of
so Adam.
Adam
came in after Billy left, because him and his partner actually recently got married, and they're having a baby.
Oh my god.
Yeah, so exciting.
But yes, I met Ashley Versus as well, and she is great when it comes to helping your socials, like Twitter, for example. I think she helps with socials, but I think she was mostly good with Twitter. And she was one of the people that helped me make my Twitter look professional, look like me, make it about me. Like, and just to let everyone know, I know a lot of people got confused before joining the program because I got asked several questions. And I think one of the biggest ones is that, like, are these people going to help you make a stream or content that's not similar to yours? Like, it's not about finding who you are, finding your niche. I disagree. This program has helped me to find me in a way. Some people get confused about joining coaching because some of them believe that they're not going to be themselves when they stream. That is false, in my opinion. It is false. They are just trying to help you find who you are, help you track your footsteps, where you want to go, where you want to lead to. They're not trying to change how you should stream or what you should stream. Like, you should stream this way, stream this game, stream with this mic. No, they're giving you a ton of options of what you can do and what you want. So I just want to clear that out because that apparently that seems to be the most common question before people join coaching.
Yeah, it's very much a process of like figuring out exactly who you are and how you can best present your best self to people online. Because everyone is an individual, we can't just take a course and take a bunch of information and apply it to every single streamer. Everyone is very much on their own journey, has their own strengths and weaknesses and passions, and we have to figure out how they can use all of this information, package it up, and give it to people in a way that makes sense and isn't confusing and doesn't make you just another, oh, I'm just gonna hang out and build a community where anyone can come and be friends and that's it. Like, you need some kind of differentiation in there so that you're not just yet another streamer who's saying that.
Yeah, of course. Oh, yeah, of course. And, you know, like, I do understand people's perspective on that. You know, I do understand that they want to be a little more, you know, on the safe side if they want to truly, if they truly believe that this program is theirs, you know. It's truly up to you guys. I did the research on my own and stuff. And I've watched Ashni for like a very long time, for like 3 years, in fact, since I started. And I totally knew that it's something that would benefit, my community, myself, and them as well, because you're helping them at the same time and meeting new people. So like, you know, hey, it's a new place where you can collab and make friends. So, you know, I thought it'd be a fun experience if anyone's interested.
Yeah, totally. Love it. So talk to us a little bit about what life has been like after graduating. What have you been up to?
So after graduating from SCA, I've shared a few experiences or like a few events that I've been a part of. One of them being St. Jude. For those that didn't know, St. Jude did a charity event on May. And I did four major St. Jude charity streams. The rest people could still donate. But the reason why I made it short, or made them major, quote unquote major, is because I want to let people know that, hey, these are scarce streams. These are rare and it can only happen four times this month. And this is the only time that you guys can, you know, share the stream to help St. Jude, to help the children in there, donate and stuff, etc. It's up to people if they want to donate or not. But basically, I feel like Stream Coach Academy has helped me be involved with communities, be involved with events like this, collab a lot. And ever since then, I never knew a ton of people would join these charity streams of mine, because like in the past how I did charity streams was awful, but after joining Stream Coach Academy, holy, I have never been so successful on a charity stream. Not to brag, but we raised over $1,000 to St. Jude. This is the biggest goal we've ever achieved in my channel, in our history of our channel. And because of that, St. Jude also sent me gifts from them 2 days ago in the mail. And they gave me a Hydro Flask with the St. Jude logo and with one of the drawings from one of the hospital patients who's a kid named Ethan. Good job, Ethan, on the drawing. You did a great job. And they sent me a hoodie, like a Twitch hoodie with the St. Jude logo, a t-shirt that I'm wearing right now. They sent me a giant mouse pad, a backpack, and I think they sent me, oh, they also gave me like a big card that lists all of the streamers who contributed to the St. Jude charity streams. So that's been probably my proudest moment after joining Stream Coach. I'm telling you guys, in the past, we only raised like, we still raised a good amount of money for charity. Like we raised, I think, what, 100 or 200 for some charity that we did. But that was like 2 years ago. But after Stream Coach, I feel like I've learned a lot on how to approach these things and how to make the most out of them. And I think my second proudest moment. Okay, so I know I don't want to focus on stats and stuff because, you know, I don't want to like make people feel bad or anything. But I know a lot of people want to like grow and stuff and want to see results and stuff. But that only happens if they put in the efforts and if they truly love what they want to do. I truly love streaming very much. And after joining Stream Coach, I did a bunch of events like cosplays, giveaways, collabs, a bunch of these cool events, charity streams like the one with St. Jude. And that ended up having people support me even more to the point where it got me holding, I think, over 200 subs for a month or 2 months straight, which I was super shocked about. So never in my life have I ever reached that far with Twitch subs. And because of that, we did a bunch of cool events and stuff. So SCA basically teaches you on like how to give back to your community when you reach these goals. Like, you don't just want to reach a sub goal and do nothing about it. Like, it's all about hyping it up. So that's what SCA taught me, is to hype it up with a party, a cosplay stream, a collab stream, a podcast like we're doing, or a charity event. Like, you got to do something in order to give back because, you know, that's the whole point of sub goals. But that's only if you're doing sub goals. So they taught me how to do sub goals the right way and all that stuff. But
that's awesome.
I know,
200 subs is quite a lot. There are even some full-time streamers that don't hold that many subscribers.
It's crazy, yeah. Like, I don't think I consider myself full-time, especially since at the end of this month, I'll be going back to college. So my schedule will be a little more shrinked, but, you know, I'll still stream, just maybe I'll cut down on the hours. But the fact that we raised $1,000 for St. Jude Hospital, like, that made me burst into tears, like, never have I ever thought a small streamer like myself would contribute so much to like a community like that.
Yeah. That's awesome. I'm so proud of everything that you've accomplished since you've been working with us. Those wins are definitely huge. You should be very proud of yourself.
Thank you.
Yeah. And
as for the subs thing, I think the highest we've ever reached based on like the sub goal events we had was over 300. And I didn't realize that like that meant that, oh Lord, that freaking broke me. That was
huge.
Basically our peak this year. Like, oh Lord, like I'm telling you guys, SCA really does teach you a lot. It's not about like streaming, but they also teach you about like business and also community builds, making friends there. It's like there are reasons why streamers do these things, and it's to make a, you know, like a big change. And the whole reason why I want to stream is to make a big change. And all the support you guys have been giving to streamers like myself, I've been implementing them into my equipment. Like, because of all this, I wouldn't have gotten my DSLR camera, I wouldn't have gotten great lighting for the setup, and of course decorating with plushies, because like I told you guys, I'm obsessed with plushies and cosplays.
Love it. Can you tell us you've had all these awesome accomplishments so far, what's like the next level up for you, Jay?
Nothing could really. I don't think anything comes to mind other than I guess going back into making YouTube videos again, because like I think my last one was a week or two ago, and that's something that I've been struggling still a lot is to okay, I know how to make YouTube videos, but it's been very tough on like keeping at it, like keeping the pace going at least one video a week or 2 weeks. So I think that's going to be like my next big thing is to keep making more of these tutorial videos, because I also make Twitch tutorial videos. But you guys, if you guys want to check out more tutorial videos, Ashanese are very helpful in my opinion. I'm still a beginner at this, so I've been taking notes and kind of observing and sharing my own perspective in the matter. So yeah, I think my next big thing is to work on YouTube videos and continue with whatever it is that I'm doing, really, because I think I'm on a good path right now. So nothing comes
Love
to mind
that.
at the moment.
Okay. Where can everyone go to find you?
On Find Me? Okay. Like all my socials, all of them? Oh dang. Alrighty, y'all. Get ready to stalk me. Okay. You can follow me. So I mainly stream on Twitch, which is at twitch.tv/jcyan. You can also find me on Twitter, which is twitter.com/jcyanofficial. I also have an Instagram where you can take a look at my pictures and some funny clips of my Twitch, which is also instagram.com/jcyanofficial. I also made a TikTok, and oh, I forgot to mention in TikTok, one of my TikToks blew up to 1.3 million views. I thought I should point that out there right now. So
Yes.
check out my TikTok, tiktok.com/@jcyanofficial. And for my YouTube, oh Lord, if only I can have a custom URL, but it's a new channel. But if you look up jcyan, you'll see my Twitch tutorial videos and stuff. Other than that, I think that's pretty much it, really. I also have a Discord server, if you guys need it to. It should be in my Twitch panels somewhere there.
Awesome. Thanks so much for coming on the show, Jay.
Yeah, thank you for having me, Ashani. It's been a huge honor to share my experience with you guys.
Absolutely incredible conversation. Jay, thanks so much for joining me on the podcast this week. I hope that you had a ton of fun. I know that I did. It was really awesome just to have you come on, especially after like listening to me and watching my content for as long as you have. I really appreciate that a lot. It's very inspiring to me to know that I've been a part of your journey for so long, and now we have this little like piece of content together. It's so cool. Oh, it's awesome. If y'all want to follow Jay, of course you can follow Jay with all of the links we've included in the show notes. More than likely it will be his Twitter, because that's going to have links to a lot of other things as well. And go to streamcoach.tv if you want to learn more. And of course, twitch.tv/streamcoachtv for our brand new Twitch channel all about live streaming. All right, y'all. That's it for this week. I'll see you in the next one. Bye.